Hi, Mama. This morning on the way to school, my five-year-old was singing one of her made-up songs like she always does in the car. And I heard from the back seat in her little voice, I climbed into my tears. And I almost cried because I thought it was so beautiful. Because what if we did do this? When the tears first start pricking our eyes, when something has made us so sad or mad or frustrated or despairing in that moment, what if we climbed into our tears, even though it's never an easy climb and it, of course, feels so much better to just brush them away and to go get on with the next thing on our to-do list? So that's what we're talking about today, why we might actually want to feel our feelings and how it brings us so many more benefits than ticking things off a list ever will. Hi, Mama, and welcome to Stay Up Full Motherhood. Do you want to be present with your kids and light yourself up pursuing your passion without adding more to your plate? Are you tired of waiting for one day when to finally have time for you? Are you sick of making decisions dictated by your to-do list and still struggling to get it all done? I'm Jo, mum of three and life coach for stay-at-home mums, and I spent 7 years telling myself everything else had to get done first before I could start the blog I'd always wanted. I believed there just wasn't enough time for me, and that even if there was, I'd struggle to have the energy and focus to do it anyway. Until I found a way to stop being busy doing all the things and instead prioritise getting what matters done. And now I'm sharing what I've learned with you. So take a deep breath in, remind yourself you're worth the effort, and breathe into your knowing that you are capable of everything you decide you want for yourself. Let's go. So we're all here endlessly trying to find things to make motherhood easier. We're looking for solutions on social media or in podcasts or anywhere else we can find. But the biggest thing that makes motherhood so hard is our resistance to the difficulties that are part of it. So I'm going to share a few examples here. So maybe you endlessly search for ways to declutter your home. You're looking for a system that someone else has created that's magically going to solve all of your clutter and chaos problems. And it's actually fun learning about it, and you get a dopamine hit from imagining your home looking the way that that person has promised it will be in the end. But the thing is, you already know how to declutter anything. You know it involves doing the work of getting rid of the stuff you don't want or really need. But that will involve making lots of decisions and almost certainly experiencing feelings of overwhelm. Maybe some grief about letting things go and likely lots of fear that you'll regret throwing things away that you might want in the future. So then you tell yourself you just don't have time to declutter. When in reality, you know that you could go through the stuff on the table by the door in the time it takes to read a couple of social media posts. Decluttering is going to bring up a lot of feelings, so we don't do it. And another example, there's something you feel pulled to do alongside your motherhood. So for me, it was writing a blog because I'd always loved writing and I knew I was good at it. But so many feelings came up for me with this, like confusion, because what on earth was I going to write about? Fear of rejection, because who on earth did I think was going to even read it? And then, of course, my worth as a mum. How would me spending time writing add value to my family and to my home in any discernible way? I kind of knew how cleaning and tidying added value. I say kind of, because everything only got messed up again the minute I'd ever finished, but the value of cleaning made sense to me in my brain because I knew it benefited the health and well-being of my family. The value of me producing written words on the internet did not. So rather than have to feel those uncomfortable feelings around this as I open up my laptop to start to write, I just chose to not write at all. For the first 7 years of motherhood, I got on with the cleaning and the cooking and the laundry, but I spent many, many hours on the internet anyway, researching how to get better at those things. Because if I couldn't fulfill what I knew to be my potential, my purpose, then I thought I may as well be the most useful and productive I could be in the tasks that needed to be done at home. But here's how it makes sense to me now in my brain with all of the work I've done on this. The difficulties of motherhood, which I know are not just limited to these physical, practical tasks around the house, but that's what I'm focusing on here today. The difficulties of motherhood are made easier by being willing to feel your feelings around them. Ignoring, distracting from, or rejecting the feelings entirely are what makes it so hard. Being willing to climb into your tears is the one thing you can do that's actually super simple. Definitely not easy, but simple, that then impacts everything else in your life. Because here's what happens when you don't feel your feelings. They stay stuck inside you and then they run your life for years. Most of what comes up for you now comes from feelings that didn't get to work themselves out in your childhood or many, many years ago. When you react, for example, to the way your partner looks at you in an argument, it's often because it's triggered something from your past. Or when your kid does something and you overreact, seeing danger where there really is none, it's awakening a feeling that came with a more dangerous situation way back when. Those feelings need to be felt now all the way through, or they will continue to drive how you show up. And we know that research has shown that when a feeling is truly allowed to be there, it only actually lasts up to 90 seconds. After those 90 seconds, the initial chemical reaction is over, and then the feeling naturally dissipates. It transforms and transmutes and then moves up and out of the body. So if you want to feel your feelings, first ask yourself where in the body you are feeling the emotion, or where you're feeling any kind of sensation if you're not sure what the emotion actually is. And then you can ask yourself, how big is that sensation in your body? Is it a solid thing? What shape or colour is it? What temperature does it have and what texture? Does it move? Is it vibrating or is it still? And as you do this, remind yourself over and over to stay there with the feeling and to not go back to the story in your brain, which might well be, I shouldn't be feeling this way, or it could be, I just don't have time for this. So I also like to remind myself that 90 seconds is, again, the equivalent of reading maybe one or two social media posts. We really all do have time for this. So what this does is it allows the feeling to move or shift and change shape, vibrate, and ultimately dissipate in your body, whether that is by just gradually fading away or whether that's moving up and then out of the body. By being willing to be where your feet are in these moments and to be in acceptance of what is, rather than thinking, gosh, this house really should not be such a mess, or I need to just get to the end of this where everything is cleaned out and I can breathe in the space again, this is going to benefit you way more than following a strictly laid out plan that helps someone else to work through their own feelings back when they came up with the plan. This is about acceptance that you are on a journey. There will always be more stuff in the house because the kids are always going to grow and they're going to need things for school and things will always need to be cleared out. So it's not about trying to get to some end point of perfection where everything is just so in your life. You get to breathe in the mess right now, exactly as it is. And giving yourself permission to follow what you feel pulled to do alongside your motherhood, even when you think that that's only going to add to the messiness, is so important, because this thing you want to do is what you truly value about yourself, not the role of a stay-at-home mum. This is what you see in yourself to be your greatest strength or talent. So this is what you need to be living into every single day. You deserve to experience yourself this way, not just by saying, for example, I'm a writer, but by actually being a person who writes. Because don't forget, feeling your feelings is about experiencing the sadness, the anger, the frustration, the grief, yes, but it's also about feeling the anticipation, the joy, the excitement, the confidence, even very wobbly confidence, the curiosity and the thrill that, yes, you do get to do what you want to do as a stay-at-home mum, even with your kids right there, even with a house to clean, even with all the feelings that come up when you choose it, even with all the thoughts that tell you it's selfish when you do, and even when it's feeling profoundly scary, whilst at the same time feeling profoundly right in your body. Life is messy, and when you accept this rather than trying to fight it, it's mind-blowing what you have the capacity to do, and also the capacity to love doing in all aspects of your life at home. Okay, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Come sign up for a free 20-minute discovery call at my website, joyfulmamacoaching.com. That's joyful with two L's, M-A-M-A. And we can get you moving into your most esteemed self. This is all self-esteem work, which is what I offer in my 12-week coaching program. And it is life-changing stuff. Okay, it's time for me to go dance in the kitchen to this week's song, which is Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now by The Smiths. I hope you'll go play it and dance to it too. Till next Tuesday, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.